thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm here with my boys, Will T and Ray. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm good. How about yourself, man?
Can't complain. Another day. Happy to be alive.
Wow. We all are happy to be alive, bro. That's the feeling, though, right?
Real life stuff happening for the Urban Sports Scene. While I was watching the news and Bernie Sanders talking about paying off our student loans, I was like, shoot.
That ain't happening,
that
man.
That might be enough of my vote.
I know, right? You know that crap ain't really happening, man. You believe that?
I don't know if it's possible, but if he gets enough votes and he's pushing for it,
I don't think that's gonna happen. I would vote for him. I would vote for him if he did that, because I ain't trying to pay crap anymore, man. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Also, join me on Sunday, August 4th at Bowie Bay Sox Stadium for the first annual celebrity kickball game in honor of my close friend Barry Sharp. Go ahead, man. And all affected by mental illness and suicide. The game will include former NFL players Santana Moss, Lee Bowden, Vasante Fischenko. And the kickball game will be after the Bowie Bay Sox game. The Bowie Bay Sox game is at 1:35 p.m. You can buy your tickets at www.groupmatics.event/event/Lawrence Law. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition of pregame.
All right. I mentioned the kickball game. Former Cleveland Brown, Detroit Lion, and New England Patriot cornerback Lee Bowden will join the show to talk about the kickball game. At 8:20, we'll talk about the Washington Wizards draft selection of how you say his first name?
Rui
Hachimura. Yeah,
that's easy.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's three letters, like my name, baby.
But he's not. It's not like a real actual. Man, I ain't gonna say.
No, it's a different culture, brother. Come on, man. And you know, he's black, right?
He's black. He's black and Asian. He's a mixture.
Black and East.
Hey, Tiger. You claim Tiger Woods. You can claim him, bro.
I'm claiming Tiger Woods. All right, at 8:30, we'll talk about the rest of the NBA draft.
He's claiming the Raptors gym.
He's Nigerian, though. At 8:40, we'll debate
you ain't
who won the battle. I'm Nigerian, bro. Here we go.
You American.
Here we go. We're between
Imitation
and Warren Bagley the third. Finally, at 8:50.
Go by your real name, finally.
For our local
Wally Ray.
Hey,
and
shut
Will.
Up, man.
Wally
for some
Yola.
Of our local flavor, for Wally our local Yola flavor, Yola. We will have Latasha Hill and Dwayne GP Lucas join the show to talk about Legacy Sports Kickball League. Right now we have former NFL cornerback for the Browns, Lions, and Patriots, Lee Bowden on the line. What's going on, Lee?
Not much, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, we good, homie. We good. First off, man, we had Ed on the show last week. I'm gonna ask Ed. Back in the neighborhood, right? Who had like the best jump shot ever, man?
You want me to say you?
I do want you to say me, man. Just stick with the thing, man.
You know what? I don't know, man. I really don't know who had the best jump shot, man. But I know. I had one of the best games out there.
Oh, here you go.
In the neighborhood.
That's why Jordan's not better magic, man. Jordan's not better magic.
I don't know. I mean, you had a good set shot, bro.
Look, you ain't had to put the disclaimer on that joint, bro.
You had a good set shot.
All right, man. But Lee, man, I mentioned it during the intro of the show. Let our listeners know about what's popping off August 4th in Bowie.
Yeah, so at the Bowie Bay Sox Stadium, man, August 4th, we have it in the first annual kickball game, celebrity kickball game, and it's for suicide prevention and mental health awareness. Mental health is something that's being talked about a lot now, but you know, I don't know if it gained as much attention or gets as much money back in it like a cancer, because it's not something you can see,
mm-hmm.
Or feel or that's detected, like these diseases and things like that. But, obviously it's a silent killer and, people are affected daily, with these things going on in their mind. And obviously, I lost a close friend 5 years ago. You know him, Barry. Mm-hmm. And I known him, since I moved to Maryland, at 11 years old. So to see him, you know, go through something like that, and I wanted to really get behind it and, you know, just bring more awareness to it. And then obviously, you know, being a football player, you know, seeing football players, you know, go through it and you know, with the CTE and people not knowing until their deaths that they, you know, had this going on. So it's just really to bring awareness, you know, try to, you know, raise money for families, especially Lawrence Law. My foundation, Lee Bobbin Foundation, team with Lawrence Law. And Lawrence Law, she's done a lot, you know, in the Maryland area, because her daughter took her life and from bullying. And she has changed a lot of laws in Maryland. She's gotten seminars for teachers in the area to go to seminars to be prepared for, you know, those types of things like bullying and having people understand the signs and to help these things not go on. So, and the reason why we picked kickball was because Barry and I and a few other friends, we used to just challenge, like, kids in the neighborhood. and it just used to be four or five of us, and we used to just challenge all the kids in the neighborhood to play kickball. And, you know, so we did it maybe 3 or 4 years in a row, and then we stopped, and we got older, and then he wanted to play it again. And then we actually didn't get a chance to finish because it was an injury to my brother. Him and Barry's friend and my brother collided, and his ear got split, so we couldn't finish the game. So I just wanted to, you know, finish the game for him, because that was something that he, wow, you know, proposed to everybody, to get that back together to play the kickball game. So that's why kickball was a game that we wanted to play. And just in honor of him and in honor of, you know, a lot of people that's going through these struggles. And again, the game will have a lot of information about where you can get help, where people can get help. You know, it's not only for, you know, the people that are in attendance, but, you know, if they need information, because a lot of times people don't know where to go, where to get help from. And like I said, you know, when you go have these diseases and things, you know, a broken ankle, you know where to go. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people don't know where to go. And so we'll have a ton of information, a ton of places and people that, if you know of anyone or people are struggling with it themselves, then they can get all that information at the kickball game.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of resources out there for suicide prevention, for counseling, but not all the good resources, to be honest. So I'm hoping that you all are able to link up with some of the better resources. But I wanted to also ask, because obviously you mentioned how mental illness is affecting former NFL players, and it goes back a long way. A lot of the older players did not earn as much money as players today. So I'm hoping that, as much of a broad perspective as it is, that the older players, such as friends of, like, you know, Doc Walker, he's here in the area. He said he has so many friends who are depressed because they don't get the health care, they don't have the benefits, and they feel forgotten, except for when they are asked to come back to a stadium and their name is announced. But beyond that, it's a struggle just to make it day to day. And it's even players that played in this era who struggled financially, because the NFL is unlike the NBA and Major League Baseball, where it's guaranteed contracts and they're huge. So I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of individuals that are dealing with these issues that many people expect not to be dealing with them are also being reached by you. So appreciate your work, homie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. So just even being a professional athlete, we're still human beings. And so we still living in the same, you know, communities and going through the same problems. But we don't necessarily, you know, again, have those resources anymore. Like you said, you know, the only time we kind of reach out is when, you know, they want you to come back for this and that, a sign and a, you know, or whatever. But those are the types of things that even, again, former athletes need, because, you know, they going through it, and to get that information and to feel, you know, like, you know, somebody cares, and to be able to talk to somebody on a day-to-day basis is definitely helpful, and it could be impactful in anybody's life. So yeah, so, you know, it's not only for, you know, I mean, it's for everybody, pretty much.
Absolutely. I got a quick question, though, man, for specific to athletes. How much do you think colleges could play a role? Because a lot of you athletes have done amazing things for schools, and they made a lot of money from athletics. But yet, of course, college athletes don't get paid, and or student athletes, I should say, don't get paid. I wonder how much, you know, universities could contribute to this cause and, you know, this movement. What you think?
I mean, I'm sure they can contribute. I mean, it's all documented how much money they make off of it, and obviously they don't necessarily have to pay any people that are doing the work. I think it's something that should be looked at because, I mean, again, talking about injuries, I know a lot of college athletes that are having nagging injuries from, you know, their surgeries or, you know, just bumps and bruises and they're affected, you know, physically from it. And so, again, mentally, the mental aspect of it is there too, but that kind of, again, doesn't show. So it's not really talked about. But I think obviously colleges should and can help kids going through whatever transition and you know, mental issues. I mean, on campuses, they should have things like that for student athletes for certain, because I mean they have separate study halls for the athletes. You know what I mean? They need maybe psychiatrists and people that they can talk to, and there may be some out there in some schools, but you know, I think it should be mandated for certain things. I think should just be mandated to force people to help them, you know, in those situations.
Absolutely.
Because again, you kind of force them to do study hall and all those other activities. So this to me is like no different.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to take a group of voices. It always takes, you know, a group effort to make things like this happen. Just a quick example I'm going to give you, and I'm going to give the floor to these guys. Andre Dawkins, basketball player, used to play for Duke. Y'all know who he is, probably. Yeah. His sister and mom was en route to his game and got in an accident. I think his sister passed away, and he was never the same. And Coach K, his daughter, she works, I believe, in counseling on campus, and he said just having that resource at school at the time was so helpful. And again, I feel like for all that student athletes do for a university without a paycheck, that's the least that can be offered is, you know, that type of service.
Yeah, that's the least they could do. And you just never know. And just any little thing that's going on in your family because a lot of times, you know, these kids are the first ones to go to college and, you know, maybe expected to do a lot for, you know, the family. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure, you know. And so you never know what somebody is dealing with. And a lot of times people don't want to open up and people don't feel comfortable and don't know how to even talk to their teammates because they don't know if their teammates is going through that and they don't want them to look at them a certain way. And so to have somebody confidentially, you know, to confide in is something that we all need at times in our lives. And like you said, I mean, that's the least they can do. And to get people through, you know, those tough days and those tough times and tough weeks or whatever it is, you know, I can go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I said I was done, but it's difficult. I know because this is a subject that's near to me. You know what I mean? It's something that I've experienced in my family, you know, mental illness. And also a guy who played in NBA who you all know, Delonte West from this area, obviously. He struggled with it. And I feel like the NBA failed him. You know what I mean? And now Kevin Love and some others have spoke out and it seems like there's more of an effort. But what happened when guys like himself, Royce White, had anxiety, couldn't fly. He didn't get the resources he needed. So I just feel like it's just something that needs to be addressed across all professional sports. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's because a lot more people are speaking out.
Right.
A lot of things are coming out, especially like with the movie Concussion. And just people are sharing their stories and seeing stories unfold, like the Delonte West of the world. And you know, but that's when you're hitting rock bottom.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, but you just don't want, you don't want that to happen. You don't want to just get to rock bottom and then now it's like, you know, let me get you some help. You know, it's kind of too late at that point. So to get things, and it's just like with anything with a cold. I mean, you want to catch it before it gets there, or you just want to prevent it, period. And so these are the preventative measures that need to be taken for, you know, athletes, for people. And more resources have got to be put out there. You know, like, I mean, they, you know, like how they do commercials with all these, for all these, you know, illnesses, and, you know, they got pills for this, pills for that. I mean, it needs to be an abundance of commercials of how, you know, people can get help of talking to people and getting things off their chest and where they can go to really help, you know, these thoughts and mm-hmm. this mental illness. And so I think it just needs to be more of a push. And again, I'm just trying to do a little bit, you know, on my end here with the kickball event and teaming with Lawrence Law to be able to just keep spreading the word. And that's all it takes, every little bit at a time, and just doing my part in it. And hopefully, you know, each year it can get bigger. We can just get the message out and more people can continue to get help.
So Lee, who's actually playing in the game?
So I kind of wanted it to be local mm-hmm. kind of celebrities, you know, and the thing behind that too is, you know, so you always have the celebrity kickball games where it's like these, you know, big stars. Yeah. And, you know, I think even with mental health, and, you know, everybody always thinks that they need to be this big star, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And so I wanted just some local people that were, you know, influencers and, you know, in their own right, in their own fields. And so I have, you know, Quicksilver, DJ Quicksilver, mm-hmm. You know, obviously on the radio. I have Raquel V. She's an up-and-coming recording artist. To be honest, I forgot what label she signed to. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember. Flexa, he's a Ciroc ambassador. Mm-hmm. In the city, mm-hmm. Sunny in the City, you know, obviously okay. she's yeah. out mm-hmm. in the, you know, on the radio, Fox News. We have Aaron Maben. He's a mm-hmm. former NFL player. Like you mentioned, Santana Moss, Vasante Shenko. Mm-hmm. We have a guy from DMV Daily. He's the founder of DMV Daily. Mm-hmm. Off top, I don't remember his name, so I apologize. But it's just a ton of different people in different genres of just space in the Washington D.C. area, and you know, just try to you know, have some fun with, you know, some people that I've met along the years mm-hmm. and played with, and you know, just build from there, and you know, because I think everybody's a celebrity in their own right, man, in their own world, and I don't want it to be just a, you know, the untouchable celebrities. I want it to be people that, you know, that are influencers around here, and obviously it's kind of people that I do know. Cause some mm-hmm. people that I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a comedian. I forgot his name. You know, my sister kind of put this list together. we have Chef Tobias.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Is a comedian. Y'all might know better than me. He's from the area. Mm-hmm. I think it's Omar, I believe. He's like, you know, real big on social media. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we just want to have a good time. You know, I haven't even picked teams. I think. I might do a draft or something.
You'll do a draft? You know,
like the All-Star.
You know, like folks are already talking about their team already, you know, right? You know, folks are already talking about uh-huh. it. The folks are already talking about them playing. Like, I ain't going to mention the name, but somebody talking about wearing, like, a little neck roll already. I ain't going to mention the person's name, though.
Hey, if he put on a neck roll, man, we're going to put him off the field.
You talking about some, like, what's his name? Eric Dickerson type?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's rough. That's crazy.
Yeah, but at least, so Lee, how much are tickets for folks that folks are interested in going? How much are tickets?
Oh, yeah. So it's $10, man. So it's $10 for just for two games. Okay. I mean, you can come out early to kind of see the Bowie Bay Sox play, and then right after the Bowie Bay Sox, we're going to go right into the kickball game to kind of, they're going to fix up the field. Mm-hmm. And right now, I am trying to work on, you know, somebody kind of in that intermission part, maybe performing. We still have some logistics to go and talk to the Bowie Bay Sox the 29th, so at the end of this month. So I may try to get, you know, somebody to perform or, you know, in the midst of that, the changing of the field. So, you know, it's just going to be a fun time. Again, this is the first annual, and you know, just bringing awareness. You know, I just want to have a really fun time with everybody, and people that come out, you know, obviously have everything there for them to take away, you know, and give to anybody that's struggling with mental illness and just helping, you know, against suicide from happening.
Man, you're doing a great thing. But once again, folks, you can get your tickets at www.groupmatics.events/event/Lawrence Law. Hey, Lee, man, I appreciate you for being on, my man.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. And you know, I want to encourage, you know, everybody and anybody you know and mm-hmm. you guys know to really, you know, just ask for support. Because, again, like how people, you know, there's the breast cancer and, the, you know, all these, you know, cancers and all these other diseases, you know, AIDS, HIV, and people, you know, are really behind it. I think people really need to get behind this because, again, it's just a silent killer, and it affects a lot of people, you know, that you would never think of, you know, yeah. strong people. And these are people that won't ask for help, and they just need to have this for themselves and for others, man. So I just encourage you, and I appreciate you having me, you guys have me, and you know, hope to see y'all there.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'll be there. And I mean, and I can speak for myself, man. I've been impacted by depression. Like, my father passed and I lost a lot of weight. I didn't eat. I stayed to myself. I'm still not over it. And so I know right. all about it. You know what I mean? So I haven't really been the same person. So I get it. Like, I totally understand where, you know, where one can be at. And I'm a person who doesn't like asking for help. So I totally right. get the stigma of it and everything. So, but I appreciate right, this. I appreciate the fight, man. I really do.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Well, thanks again, Lee, man. You know it. And you know I'll be there, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Appreciate
all right.
you.
All right, my man.
All right, brother. All
right. This made me think about a lot of things. Like, Keon Doolin, he stopped playing in part because he was not depressed because of, you know, something that occurred in his life. He was tired of people asking for money.
Yeah.
He said, I'm getting calls every day. People mm-hmm. ask me for it. He's like, it's just getting overwhelming. Also,
Larry Sanders.
From what, VCU?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah, he came play. Yeah. That's definitely. Yeah.
Adam Silver just came out earlier this year. He said this is the most unhappy players have been in a while. A lot of NBA players are unhappy. Kyrie Irving kind of said that it's just sometimes even the cameras being in your face so often, it can get to you, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or people writing this bad stuff about you. So many ways that you can become depressed. What do you think Kevin Durant is going through right now with this life-altering injury? It's not just a career-altering injury. It's a life-altering injury he's just yeah. experiencing. So,
oh, it's the truth, man. It's a real thing, man. But again, one thing. Big shout-out to my man Lee Bowden. Again, he was a former NFL player for the Cleveland Browns, the Detroit Lions, and New England Patriots, man. Appreciate him. But time to go to break. The Wizards drafted
Rui Hachimura. You should have replayed what I said last week because I was all over media. All
you
over.
You were, though. And we'll discuss that at the break. Listen to Urban Sports Team. You did.
They listen to us.
Listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Wally, Ray. You call me a celebrity again, man. You're a celebrity. You know, George stays retweeting your stuff saying Will T is always right. You're more a celebrity than me, and you don't even know it, bro.
Hey,
you
listen,
don't even know
Will,
it, bro.
Will, he's hyping you because George retweets a whole lot of stuff. and it's bigger than Will T, man. But you know what? George actually is
– But, I mean
– He's so on point because he speaks his mind and – He's very opinionated.
Yeah, I know George is right a lot, though, man. George, as a matter of fact, George just tweeted us right now.
Hey, George
just tweeted us right now.
George, you were terrible in the pick of.
What did he say? What did he say? I'm trying to read out the what's
let
his
me
name.
See.
We gotta get to it.
Didn't love the Rui Hachimura. Oh, George, I ain't reading this.
All right. All right, man. With the 9th pick in the NBA draft, the Washington Wizards drafted Rui Hachimura. Was it the right pick for the Washington Wizards?
Hell no.
Oh, look at explain okay. why.
You know what? It's all good.
Explain why.
Why should I defend Rui?
No, I mean you don't.
I made the pick. You know,
I mean,
that's
you made the pick, but just me, just looking at the landscape, looking at this team from a long term perspective. Hell no, it wasn't the right pick. Here's why. You already what?
Go ahead.
Will you allow me to talk?
I didn't even say anything. I can't make a face.
You have Bradley Beal, a guy who averaged 25, 5, and 5. Outside of Bradley Beal, you have no reliable scorers, no other player who's a playmaker. Outside, because John Wall will be out for the rest of this, most likely for half of the season at least, mm-hmm. right? So you needed to get a guy who could, and it's unfair to put this level of expectation onto a rookie, but a guy who can step in right now and who can legitimately provide value to this team, like mm-hmm. be a guy who can, you know, could be a second best player. Because yeah. just looking at the constraints of from a salary cap mm-hmm. and the talent you have, you aren't able to offload any talent. So taking those things into consideration, no, I don't think Rui Hachimura was a wise pick for the Wizards.
Yeah,
and on top of that, you didn't even communicate with the guy pre-draft and work him out, have him in for a private workout.
Oh, see, I didn't see. I think for the 9th pick where the Wizards were at, I think if you're looking, you know, if you're a team that's trying to build for a playoff push, I think Hachimura would be a good pick. My thing is that I felt like they needed to get a guy that could down the road be a number one. And we all know, like, Cam Reddish, regardless of Cam Reddish as a basketball player, you know, the questions about, you know, if he has that dog or whatnot, you can see the ability. Like, he has an opportunity to be a number one. If he plays to his level, he can be a number one. I'm not sure about Hachimura. I think Hachimura is like more of the Otto Porter type of player, a guy who can play his role and play it well, but he's not a superstar. You know what I'm saying? He'll be a good player, a solid player, but not a guy who could be an all-star superstar.
I'm not sure if this draft was full of the type of talent you're describing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you wanted not see it, right? From Carolina, that's who you thought they should draft because you felt like Cam wasn't the guy. Now, I was shocked that Cam was there.
Yeah.
So my assumption was, I put it on Facebook, Cam Reddish.
Yeah.
Got to. I mean, he was probably the best, quote-unquote, available according to all of
projections.
The experts. Right. They
projected.
Perfect.
Because of potential.
But I felt like...
Potential.
And Chauncey Billups said this. He said Rui is very comparable to Kawhi Leonard. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, you're crazy.
But Kawhi
Leonard, I'm sure. But his thing, if you look at the two, you look at Kawhi in college, look at Kawhi in college. Kawhi's first step has Hachimura's beat by far. Mm. But the misconception about Rui is he's not a ball handler. The misconception is he can be a number one. I'm telling you, he's a scorer. The NBA is a different style of play from college.
Mm-hmm.
College, if LeBron James saw a zone when he was 18 years old and he was in college, Carmelo would have been a better player in college than him because Carmelo could shoot so well and score so well. And you saw in LeBron's first year in the NBA, obviously he struggled, and this was in this open, spaced out league mm-hmm. where you can't put your hands on people. So I'm thinking college actually was a restricted type of style of play for a Rui as opposed to NBA. I think you'll see more of his skills on display. I believe that he was a hidden gem in the first round. Kind of like what's his name from Utah? I mentioned last week.
From Utah? Oh.
Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
Donovan Mitchell went number 13 and he's the best out of that class right now, right?
Who was in that class?
Fultz went number one.
No, wasn't Tatum in that class?
Tatum was in that class.
I'll take Tatum over him. I think he's a volume shooter.
Tatum went third, though. I'm just saying, think about it. He went 10 spots later.
No, I get you.
And he's mentioned as one of the top rookies.
No, I get you.
You can debate that. That's fine. But I'm just saying, he's mentioned amongst everybody, he's mentioned as the top at the top of that class.
Again, as a ball player.
Dennis Smith Jr., all the Malik Monk, all these people that we thought was so good.
Yeah.
And this guy, 13th. Is the guy who's
I'm a firm believer that where you get drafted that does matter, and what they decide to give you does matter in that situation. I think if Malik Monk went to Utah, I think he could be a solid basketball player too because they give him the keys.
Hypothetical, brother.
I know, but he's going to Charlotte. Like Malik Monk went to Charlotte. He's playing with who? Kemba, right? So Kemba's gonna get most of the shots, right? It's harder for Malik Monk to kind of show out, and they're playing the same position, right? basically playing the same position.
I mean, you have a valid point. You know, a guy like Nicholas Batum, but you're right though. He didn't ball because the offense is so.
Yeah. No, I think Hachimura is. He's gonna be a decent. He's gonna be a good NBA player. Like, there's guys who won't be good NBA players
he'll
in the lottery.
He'll be a good role player.
Yeah, but he's not gonna be a bad player. Like, he's gonna be in the league. He's going to be in the league for 10 plus years. He's that type of player. He will not be phased out of the NBA because he will play the right way. He will play the right way. I'm with you though, Ray. Like, I think people are diminishing his skill set. He can handle the rock. He was a point four in Gonzaga if you watched him play. He was a point four.
And he can shoot.
He can shoot a mid range J. His mid range J is like
that's
that.
All you need.
Yeah.
Karl Malone.
His mid range J is good. I watched him play and I thought he was a solid player. I'm just saying that if you're the Wizards, I think for the Wizards, right? We always talk about the Wizards needing to get that guy. Like, they need to get that guy.
That guy wasn't in his draft.
But I mean, you gotta get him off potential. You don't think that Cam Reddish couldn't have like when you look at Cam Reddish, you don't think he checks all the boxes to say, you know what? If he puts it all together in terms of mentality, he can be that dude.
See, here's the thing. You're saying if. Now, what did y'all say about Hachimura? He's guaranteed to be a good NBA player. Cam Reddish, we don't know. Uh-huh. Cam Reddish could become a star. Yes, he has that type of ability. You heard me advocate for him last week.
Yeah, of course,
I feel like he didn't get his fair chance at Duke to really display and showcase his skills. But what I'm saying is, as far as the way the NBA is going, the Draymond Greens of the world, these bigger guys that can handle the rock, I feel as though you need that type of team where everybody who puts their hands on the ball can shoot, can score, can pass. And many teams had that. LaMarcus Aldridge, a great passing big man. Marc Gasol is a great passing big man. Now, if there's one part of Rui's game I feel like he needs to work on passing, is one of them. I'm just saying, I feel like if he wants to get better, I feel like if his court vision could be better. You know what I mean? And I feel like his motor. Because again, if you're going to compare him to Kawhi, I mean, can't nobody stand in front of him. You can stand in front of Rui, but Rui can handle the rock, though.
See, Kawhi.
And Kawhi can shoot the long range shot.
But Kawhi wasn't Kawhi in his
wasn't
rookie
that
year.
Guy.
He
no,
wasn't
exactly.
That guy.
So, if you watch his college highlights, they look very similar. I'm telling you. And he's confident.
I think
he's
Kawhi
got
was a better.
Size.
You know what? This
Kawhi was
like
a better post player.
And Kawhi,
in college, he's a better post player.
And Rui might be a better athlete, to be real.
It sounds like you guys are trying to convince and talk yourself into like.
No, I'm not.
He's convincing me a little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't want to see any player that comes into the NBA flame out.
Of course not.
Not be a success.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking at the Wizards, the way that this team is currently constructed, and the constraints that they have. I don't think he's necessarily. Now, you know who went to a great place for him?
Who?
Cam Reddish.
That's a good play. That's a good fit.
An excellent fit long term.
It's a good fit because won't be any pressure either. Because you got
won't be any pressure. He'll be the third or fourth option.
There's no
I put this on Twitter and some people agree with me. The Wizards have had strong guard play for years.
Yeah.
But if y'all want to continue to see the Gortats and Thomas Bryant as your big men, then you can have them. The fact that they drafted a big guy who can hoop.
Oh, you talking about
saying,
bigs? You talking about bigs?
When the last time a Wizard had a good big man?
Tell me that. A good big man?
Yeah. Who?
Andre Blanche.
Was that Chris Webber, Juwan? Would that be the last
time?
It
might be that far back. Antoine Jameson, if he fits the mold. Antoine Jameson at 6'8".
With Kwame?
Tom Gugliotta.
Nah, it's definitely Chris Webber and Juwan Howard. If you're going to mention Tom Gugliotta.
Like, for real. Seriously. Yeah. Like, when the last time they had somebody down low, you, like, get him the ball, he can put the ball in the hole.
Hachimura he's not a back-to-the-basket guy.
Yeah, he's a face-up guy.
Who's your coach?
Scott Brooks.
That's what something he's going to develop. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Scott Brooks.
Again, for real, we saw what Ernie said, and it's true, but we were all annoyed with Ernie. The league is evolving into this positionless league, and Hachimura can play. He can play all five positions, if you ask me. He can handle the rock. He can shoot. Like you said, he can't shoot a three. Yeah. But I am selling it because that's what I wanted. And it looked rare. It didn't look like it was possible.
We'll discuss the rest of the NBA draft after break. Listen to the Herb Sports thing.
For ages. Deuces.
Hello, it's me.
people. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, me, Wally, and Wright Jazer. Join me on Sunday, August 4th at Bowie Bay Sox Stadium for the first annual Celebrity Kickball Game in honor of my close friend Barry Sharp and all affected by mental illness and suicide. This game will include former NFL players, Santana Moss, Lee Bodden, and Vasante Shenko. The kickball game will be after the Bowie Bay Sox game. The Bowie Bay Sox game is at 1:35 p.m. You can buy your tickets at www.groupmatics.events/event/Lawrence Law. All right, other than Oregon's Bowl and maybe Bruno Fernandez not going in the first round, the draft was pretty much, you know, normal. I mean, everybody went where they were supposed to go.
Other than Little.
I apologize. So who were your winners and losers in the draft?
Winners, definitely Atlanta. Getting DeAndre Hunter and then trading up to get DeAndre Hunter and then also being able to get Cam Reddish. The Pelicans getting Jason Hayes.
I thought they had all the trades.
David Griffin did a good job.
He really worked the draft. I've never seen a person work the draft like he did. He really worked the draft. I've never seen an NBA draft work that way.
Didn't Bruno get traded to Atlanta too?
Bruno went to the Sixers.
He got traded though.
Who did he get traded to?
Was it the Hawks?
I think so.
I think he got traded to Atlanta too. That's what tipped the scales.
The one team whose pick was confusing, nevertheless, to me was Phoenix Suns.
They always have
trade for Dario Saric.
I like that though. They need a vet, man. They can't have all them. Young players.
But you need a three. Dario Saric.
Yeah, Atlanta. He went to Atlanta. Bruno Fernando went to Atlanta.
That's what tipped it for me. I'm like, they got
Bruno too. They did have the best draft.
Yeah.
I thought he's gonna be good in Philly, right? I thought it'd be great. Like him and Embiid. Oh my God.
They got a great young nucleus.
They do.
The thing is they need to hurry up and advance that team as far as possible. Yeah. Because you're gonna have to play.
I mean, you got Collins, you got Trae Young, you got Bruno, you got Cam Reddish, you got the kid Herder.
Kevin Hoyter.
From Maryland.
And what's wrong with building through the draft? That's what Will's kind of saying. Phoenix didn't let the process play out. You know, look at OKC and Golden State. They are the great examples.
Like they stacked up so much in the draft. Like they have everybody. They have like the same position everywhere. Like they need like one vet now. Like you have Booker. Who's the point guard?
They don't have a point guard.
The point guard they wanted was gone, right? Didn't Wesley leave before they got there? The kid,
Kobe.
Yeah, was he still there?
No, he left. He was gone at four.
He was going early, right? Yeah, that's the only point guard they could pretty much get for real.
Well, Darius Garland is a point guard too.
Yeah, he got drafted, but
he is a scoring point guard. So I think
Garland went drafted by
Cleveland.
And they took
the best available. They didn't take the best fit. They took the best available.
Then Cleveland also traded back in the first round and got Kevin Porter.
Yeah, they need a point. They need a point guard.
The kid from USC.
I like him. Yeah, I think at late. Yeah, because
he dropped too. Now, what I don't understand about the Wizards going back to them is why didn't you take Bobo? I like Admiral. Don't get me wrong.
But
Bobo was sitting there right there.
And seven foot can block.
Come on.
I watch Admiral Schofield. I like him as a solid. He's a solid ball player. But again, it goes to the potential. You have an opportunity. If you could sit Bobo now as a second round pick, you could sit him for the whole year. I mean, look at the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are freaking amazing. Did the same thing with Michael Porter Jr.
Yep.
Now you got Bobo. Like, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to redshirt him. You're going to do the same exact thing that you did with Michael Porter Jr.
Get his medicals right.
Exactly. And you don't have to play him.
You ain't on Twitter.
Bruh.
The whole Wizards Nation thought Bobo was going to be a Wizard.
From the time the
second round started, everybody was Bobo is still there. Still there. All right. He's coming to Washington, and then they don't get him because again, if you look down the road, even if what y'all say is coming to fruition, Hachimura is a good role player. Yeah. You got Bobo blocking shots in the middle. You still got Bradley Beal as your star, and you building around these three guys.
You can
compete in the East, especially depending on what the East looks like. We don't know what the East is even going to look like depending on what happens with Jimmy Butler and Kawhi. So much has to play out.
I'm gonna keep saying this. I'm gonna say this again.
Here's the thing, though. If you're a team like the Wizards, who are pretty much at at a point where you are almost, it's either deconstruct or rebuild through the draft. Why not take a chance on Bobo, right? With a second round pick.
Yeah, I agree.
With a second round pick.
Of course.
And then look, if you know that his medical records came back and they're terrible, you can redshirt him for a year. You could build up his health. You could put him on a training program.
Put weight on him.
A team like the Wizards, you need to take a chance.
He's a good player, great college player, in my opinion. And he plays kind of like Antoine James. He's a big 6'6".
Yeah.
I mean, he plays hard. You'll never have to question that man's effort.
He like Jameson Crowder.
What?
Jay Crowder.
Jameson.
Now I remember what I wanted to say. Nah, you got a kid, like you had Schofield, who's a solid player, but then you got a kid in Bobo who dropped like 20 a game, and you knew his potential. Like, how can you not draft him in the second round? Like Will said, redshirt if you worry about his health. The Sixers knew about Embiid's health, and they redshirted him. Look at him now. They're happy with it.
You have to take chances.
Come on now. That was a low risk, though. He was second round. That's not even guaranteed money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we all feel that way. Like I said, if there's anything I was going to question, it was that. And I feel as though that would have been a great draft, and you would have had two big men to build around for the future. I really do feel that way. And of course, I mean, look at the shooters you can find in the draft, late in the draft. Landry Shamet last year was taken late in the first round. I mean, he was a gem. Yeah. You can find shooters. Even the Wizards picked up a G League a couple years ago. What was his name again? Jarrell Eddie was a shooter. He came in knocking down five threes like it was nothing. You can find some shooters.
You can find them
later on. So, big men, you can't find big men these days. You just can't do it.
The rap beat between Damian Lillard and Marvin Bagley III. We'll discuss that after
break. This is a slow sports week.
We did Urban Sports Day. We want to talk about rap beat.
It's not a slow sports week. It's just you can't talk about what everybody else
is talking about. I know. You know, man.
Let's talk about Women's World Cup.
We want to talk about beat, dude.
Let's talk about WNBA basketball.
Listen to Urban Sports Day.
That's next week.
The Commission. Uncle Paulie. P. Diddy, Cesar Leo, De Janeiro, Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, The Most Shady, Frankie Baby. We here.
You know what beef is? Do you know
ain't going nowhere.
Is? Ask yourself.
Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B.I.G. I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing. We'll reach the foot of ceiling. Check it. My calico been cop. This rap Alfred Hitchcock drop top notch. Player hating gon' stop. This instant, rappers too persistent. Quick to spit, Biggie name on. Make my name taste like eggs when you speak it. See me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. B that is, I that is, G Wiz. Sick off of, I'm feeling my big. I hope they know my new cutter for kidnap kids. I'm in they air, throw them over.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. With Will T, Ray, and myself, Wally. Check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. It's a great show. All right, Dame Lillard and Marvin Bagley III were dropping bars. They were going head to head, dropping bars.
Is this on wax or are they like serious? Because Dame act like a
bully,
bars,
bro,
in a way. But I feel like they ain't gonna like rush each other.
I don't care about my rap beef unless someone is gonna fight. Put hands on someone.
Oh my god, thanks. All right, Pac Biggie.
Just doesn't interest me.
Get the strap.
You know what I'm saying? Get the strap.
It just doesn't interest. It's not real.
Go ahead, say it, Will T.
It's not real.
Get the strap. All right, Curtis, go ahead.
You know what? I don't think there's no clear winner in this. You know, when Drake battled Pusha T, there was a clear winner.
There was a clear
Drake.
Winner.
Yeah.
What?
Drake? Man, what's wrong with you?
Oh,
bro,
man.
You dark skin. Stop that crap.
And he got to go to the gym with us. Pusha T got to go to the gym with us. You disrespectful. Go in there and be like, hey, dog, Drake won that battle.
Me and him have had a conversation about it.
I'm sure.
And what was this
just
discussion?
Just like Donnell Docker. Still on Now, look, he ain't the media, but you notice every time he sees somebody go to the gym, he stay talking to him.
I know, right? When I had the wrong information.
No, 49ers had the wrong information.
I mean, that's a different relationship,
you in high school?
No. I'll explain it to you off air.
I got you. I dig.
Hang on, dog.
No, it's a different relationship. No, he said off air. I feel you.
It's a different relationship.
Oh, what about Pusha T? What you talking to him for? That ain't no different relationship. You don't know him. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I can't think of his name right now.
Don't talk about because it's a different situation, man.
I'm not gonna mention his name.
That's a totally different situation.
You got a little media in you.
He does, man. He's the media. You saw Bernard Hopkins though, right? You interviewed Bernard Hopkins though, right?
I did.
Oh, you was at the presser?
I was at the presser.
You were the media doc.
Somebody was the dog walking the hotel, bro.
Wasn't me. But no, I didn't even bother to listen to it.
You listen to any of the tracks?
No. Why?
I
know Dame. I've heard Dame Lillard rap, and he actually.
Bally wasn't bad either, though.
Funny part. I was saying that before we came back on it. These two dudes can rap.
Yeah.
It's not like Shaq and Iverson Kobe. Kobe had a rap video. Can rap. Like this actually guys
who can rap.
Dame stole a good beat though.
So what happens from here? When they see each other on the court, one of them gonna slap each other?
They're gonna give each other hugs, dog. It ain't real.
So that's not a beat.
Look at this.
Fat Joe back in the day, he said even Roy Jones was forced to lean back. Roy Jones approached that dude in the hotel room, like, what's up? So Fat Joe, like, he was the real champ. He's gonna knock me out for real bad. 40 guys with pistols that weren't gonna let that happen. You know what I mean? That's how you wanted to turn out. You wanted
what
to be
wrong
a
with you,
Fat Joe, Roy Jones type of situation, huh, man?
We'll see, man.
Nah, but if I had to pick a winner though, see, Dame made two songs and Marvin clapped back.
Has two songs too, but the first one wasn't like a real diss though.
That's the one I heard, and I was like,
the second one he did
come hard, and I was like, wow, you know. And it's hard to kind of pick between the guys, but as you said, Dame he's just a good artist.
No, he is.
You got to respect it. It's hard to sell records or get streams when you're a ball player. I don't think people take you as serious, but still.
No, I don't say I didn't take it serious until I started studying the joint. I was like, all right.
Dame is kind of ruthless, but I'm wondering how Russell and the rest of the Thunder and the whole team feel about him using that wave.
I know.
That's dirty. I was going to say Paul George, but it's a whole team.
It's a whole team thing, man.
That's dirty.
It's dirty. Bye bye.
Still, to me, that's a subliminal right there. Russell.
It was. It was about Russell for real. Bye bye.
Dirty.
All right, we'll have folks from Legacy Sports to talk kickball after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Team. You dig?
Deuces.
I remember the barb.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see fireworks, they Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use it. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA.
You're listening to You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Ray, and myself, Wally. Right now we have Legacy Sports Dwayne, GP Lucas, and Latasha Hill on the line. What's up, GP? What's up, Latasha?
Hey. What's going on, everybody?
How's everybody doing? We're good.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, we're doing well. We're actually at one of our women's kickball games right now, so you got us on the line.
Great. Hey, all right, so I know kickball is real popular right now in the DMV. So can you tell us about, your kickball league and Legacy Sports?
Okay, well, Legacy Sports was a league that we started last year. And it basically came from doing a lot of travel tournaments out of town and trying to stay competitive with the other major cities. And what we noticed was that other major cities who actually went in tournaments and doing better in those type of tournaments, they had more kickball leagues going on at the same time. And here in DMV, we only had maybe one, and we were only playing like one league a year. So we decided to start ours up so we can have more of a chance to be able to have more reps and have more games for our people that's here, so we can stay abreast of where everybody is everywhere else.
And you all, it's not just a women's, it's not a women's league, it's a men's and women's league, right?
Right. Okay. So this year was the first year that we actually did an all men's league.
Okay.
And we started out doing a women's league first, yeah.
Okay. So, all right, for me, for somebody who hasn't played kickball in years, right, and, you know, but I'm kind of been interested because I have a lot of my friends play it. What are some of the kickball?
And you'll be in a celebrity kickball game.
Yeah, I will be in a celebrity kickball game. So, thank you, Will T. So, I do need to know this. What are some of the rules, though, like, in terms of kickball? Like, can you, like, somebody's, like, running from first base. Can I, like, as a kid, can I, like, just throw the ball at somebody? Is the in or out? Is that still, like, the same thing?
You most definitely can throw the ball at somebody if it hits them, and it's out. However, it's highly discouraged because if you have runners on the base, you don't know where that ball is going to end up after it hits them. So you can hit one person and get one person out.
Got you.
And the ball rolls in the outfield and everyone scores. So, yes, you can do it, but it's highly frowned upon because you don't know where the ball is going after that.
So what made you, I mean, I read some background information. What made you guys start up Legacy Sports, though? Like, what made you and Latasha start it up?
Well, in 2012, me and Tasha got together, and we actually started our own co-ed team. Mm-hmm. And it just started from there. And we were really, really successful with that. And we actually sort of got a little bit got tired of the rigmarole, the back and forth of coaching. Because not only are you a coach, but you are a financial advisor, you are a therapist.
Counselor.
Everything that goes that entails that goes into coaching, even with adults. So we pretty much was very successful with that, and he just wanted to, you know, challenge ourselves and do something different and move from team ownership to league ownership.
And where are games held at?
I'm sorry, was just adding.
Sorry, where are the games held at?
Oh, okay. So the games are held at Walker Mill in Capitol Heights, Maryland. And our women's league is going to be held in Alexandria, right off Duke Street.
And like, what's the time? Like, and where? Like, the times of the game are the games?
Okay, so our men's league actually this coming Friday is our last of the playoff championship for our men's league, and it's the game starts at 7:15, and the championship will be at 10:15. Our women's league will be on Sunday, starting July 21st, and the time's going to be from 1 p.m. and 5 p.m.
All right. So who's like, are you like one of the best kickball players out? Because I know you started it. You are a kickball player. Are you like one of the best players out there? I need to know this type of stuff. I'm trying to gauge myself. Like, I'm trying to gauge myself when I try out.
I wasn't bad when I first started, but I done got a little older now, so the game's done caught up with me. So I do more coaching and teaching more sort of playing. I play if I have to, but I mean, you know. Right, sometimes you got to know when your time's up.
Mm-hmm. Well, GP, I have a question for you. This is Will, my buddy here, Wally. Okay. He's playing in his first ever
I might play.
he may play in his first ever kickball game. This celebrity
since elementary school.
Since elementary school, as a coach, what advice can you give him so he won't go out there and embarrass himself and embarrass the Urban Sports Scene brand?
This is true. This is very true.
Well, the first thing I like to tell people when they first coming out is, don't think it's the same game as when you played in elementary. And don't think that this isn't a sport, because it's very, very competitive. Mm-hmm. And as long as you treat the game as it's being very competitive, then everything else will be fine. Don't cheat the game.
Mm-hmm. No, I know it's competitive because I've seen people play. I've seen people play and talk about the workout they get. I want to know this, though, but how much, like, cardio do you get out of this? Like, how much?
Oh, you get a lot.
A lot.
You get a lot. Especially if you're playing offense and you're playing defense, you get a lot.
This is good information. Also, can I kick? No, cause so, all right, this is another one because I like baseball, so it's almost the same thing. Can I? So, what is like kicking a home run ish type of thing? Like kicking a home run? Can I kick a home run? Like how far? Yeah, how far can one like kick the ball? Like can it like kick a home run? I'm dead serious too.
I mean, you definitely can kick a home run. You definitely, if you just put the ball out there, you can get out there. However, that's also frowned upon because if you kick it all the way out there, 9 times out of 10, there are a lot of people that can really catch up there. So,
okay.
I mean, it could be a nice far kick, but if they catch it, it's still out.
Got you. I respect that. So, all right. So, when I've read about registration. I see that registration for the Women's League begins Sunday, the 21st. How can folks sign up? Of July, excuse me, July 21st.
They can go to our website, which is www.lexisportsleague.com, and from there, it'll take them to the link to register.
And do you all have like a social media page or whatnot that people can kind of, you know, contact you all if they, I mean, from hearing that, so, and like just constantly contact you all via like social media or whatnot?
Yeah. We have a Facebook page, it's Legacy Sports League as well, and the Instagram page is Legacy Sports _Elite.
All right, so I'm going to need you all, I follow you guys on Instagram, I'm going to need you all to send me the information so I can kind of try to sign, I want to sign, I'm interested in signing up for the Men's League. Yeah, it's real people, new real things. So could you all send me the information, I'm ready, I'm interested in signing up.
We got you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look, man, cardio everywhere. Y'all trying to sign up too? No? Guess not?
Possibly.
Possibly. Will
too. Sign them up. Invite
them out so they can watch you. Yeah. No, I would love to come out and watch. I can't play kickball. I just got too much going on. But I would love to come out and watch and support you guys, man. Appreciate your love and showing, coming on the show. Definitely.
Well, man, we appreciate you all for coming on. Is there anything else you want to add before we close out the segment?
Well, we also want to add that not only are we our league is for being competitive and competitive teams, but also we're real big into mental health and also also inclusion. We also have a couple of teams who are part of the Pride community on our team, and we want everybody to come out and be competitive and also feel comfortable. So those two of our big things that we're really trying to hone in on this year as well.
Well, if you send me all information you need, now I'm willing to share it, retweet it, share it on Instagram, Facebook, all of our tools. So let me know. Share, just send me the info, and I'm willing to share.
Okay, that's not a problem. And same with you. We're also going to have everybody follow you on Instagram as well.
I appreciate you, my man. Thanks again. We appreciate you all.
Okay, thank you, GP. Thank you, Ms. Asha.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Again, man, that is Legacy Sports. That is GP and Latasha.
Bye.
Why you saying like that?
That's what you said. Bye.
I said bye. God. Darn
I'm joking. Jesus. I'm not going to troll you, brother.
Jeez Louise, man. Anyway, man. We'll see.
Take care. You know, that's a way of closing up.
I should take all care. Right, I could, man. Be easy.
Say bye.
Be easy.
Say bye, Will.
Bye.
Hey, Will, if you leave out the door after the show, we're like, all right, bye. What you going to say? You're like, what the heck? You're going to look at it sideways, right?
Bye.
That was funny.
I hit the dang letter. Bye.
You
see, that sound better?
That was better.
Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins.
My horse shots.
That's All Skins. Good job, man. Wow. You know I'm out of it, bro. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Hey, Mac, leave us out, big homie. I pledge allegiance to the swag.